Hello, Ben.
Hey Ben, this is Sam over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Sam. How about yourself?
Hey, not too bad. No complaints. Getting to the end of the week.
It is getting there. It's closer for me than you. You're on the West Coast.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I'm trailing you by 3 hours.
That's right. Well, it's almost quitting time, but I've still got a little bit to do.
Well,
Appreciate
good.
you calling me back.
Yeah, I'm glad I caught you. Glad I caught you. I got the voicemail, so I got a little bit of an idea of what you're looking for.
Okay.
Why don't you okay, so yeah, it looks like from the sounds of it, you're kind of looking for some working capital to kind of
Yeah,
bridge the gap here.
that's what I need. I've got I hired another guy here in the office to help me expand a little bit, and he's doing well since I've got him, and it's starting to grow, and I can feel the stretch pains already.
Oh,
So
okay.
it's just a matter of my suppliers are not a problem, but my day-to-day operations as far as my payroll is where I need help on. I can feel it coming.
Okay, yeah.
So
It's better to be proactive on that than, find yourself
yeah,
stuck.
I'm probably going to be fine for at least another 3 months or so before it starts tightening down a little harder on me, but I do want to get prepared for it because I know it's coming.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, that's probably the right thing to do. Did you have any idea of how much you were looking for?
I would like, honestly, I don't, but I like to start with maybe 250,000. That's what I'm thinking. I don't think it's going to go more than that. I could get away with a lot less than that, but I'm trying to feel it out for myself, and I haven't spent a lot of time in the books right at the moment to get, see where I'm at and what my payroll is going to increase to as the jobs start through. So it's really off the cuff right now.
Okay, sure. Yeah, that's no problem. I mean, typically, I mean, just to give you an idea of kind of the approach that I take on it is, we'll try to get you approved for the largest amount possible. So we'll go for what you want, it, and if you don't have to take the whole amount, you can just take what you need from that point. So
Right.
we'll shoot for that 250, and
Okay.
kind of take it from there. Now, what do you guys do in gross annual sales?
Right now we do about 2.3 million, and
Okay.
we're suspecting hopefully this year we're going to be around four with everything on the books, how it's rolling. It's going to be a good year. Plus, I hired one of my competitors' project managers, estimators, and he came in with work, so that's the good
Oh, that's
part about it.
nice. Yeah.
So I'm wanting to move it to about a 5 million is about all I want to do. But I've
Okay.
been running two and a half for years, and just trying to get a little bit bigger where I can get away from this office every now and then.
I can't blame you for
I want
that.
to.
How long have you been in business over there?
Right at 19 years now.
Oh, okay.
So back in the good days, I used to do 4 and 5 million, but how it slowed down, now it's starting to pick back up. But
Sure.
out here on the East Coast, it's a lot better than it was.
Yeah,
We survived it.
I've been hearing better and better things over the past actually couple of months.
Yeah, and I don't know why, but I'm thankful for it. I'm going to tell
Yeah,
you
well,
that.
take it when it comes, right? Take
Yeah, make it
it
while you can, because who
when
knows what next year's going to bring to you.
comes. That's true. That's true. All
But,
right. So Ben, what's
yeah.
the what's your business structure over there? Are you guys incorporated?
We're incorporated.
Okay.
S Corp is what we are.
Oh, all right. Gotcha. Now, are you the 100% owner, or what's the breakdown like?
51 me, 49 my wife.
Oh, okay. That's
So
nice.
we own it all. She pretty much helps me. I have a full-time secretary and an accountant that does everything. She comes in. She's not in here like she used to be, but she has a big role of trying to help me to make decisions because she's a smart woman. She knows her stuff.
Oh,
I know what
good.
I do as far as what I do, metal stud drywall, but a lot of that kind of stuff she helps me with. So she does great.
Okay, it's good to have people. Good to have capable people around you.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Now,
Now,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
well, I was just going to ask, is this a loan or a revolving credit?
So the way that it works, the working capital, it's going to be, we'll get you approved for, however amount we can, and then from there, you'll take what you need at that time, and we'll set up the terms for it at that point. So
Okay.
it'll be cash deposited into the business account, unsecured cash into the business account, so you can use it as you see fit. And then it'll be set up on, it's typically anywhere from 6 to 24 months for the terms.
There you go.
Yeah. And then, you know, also, like, if you're interested in looking for something that's revolving, what we do is we...
Well, I don't know. Revolving would be nice because I don't want to get it unless I need it.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
That way I'm not paying the interest or anything like that if I don't have to have it.
Yeah, yeah. And what we can do is we can go ahead and get you approved for that total amount, and then when you need it, you can take it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds kind of like what you're looking for, I think.
That's kind of what I'm looking for, yes.
Okay, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, so do you have any, like, rough guess as to when you would be looking to get the funds?
Like I say, 2 to 3 months, maybe.
Okay.
I don't feel like it's going to get any faster than that because I've got enough now to float me with the work, amount of the work we've got going on. I'm just looking in the future as far as when we're going to have more work starting than normal, and I've got to hire more people, I've got to get more subcontractors, and that's what's going to, and I'm saying about 2 months, 3 months tops, it's going to start squeezing me.
Okay.
And I don't want to get into my money.
Yeah, yeah.
I put enough in this thing over the years. I don't want to do that. You never can get it back out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a dangerous path to go down, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, you know, based off your sales, I mean, it sounds like something that we're going to be able to do for you.
Okay.
It's typically based off of sales. We're usually able to do 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. So, you know, that $250K would definitely be inside of that ballpark. So it's something we can work with. Now,
what do you need for me to kind of get the ball rolling?
Yeah. What's a good email address for you?
Ben Styles. It's BenStyles.
Okay.
At stylescontracting.com.
Contracting.com. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll send you an email right now with everything that I'll need. It's fairly simple. It's a one-page application. And then in addition to that, I'll need 6 months of recent bank statements and, let's see, I think the first 2 pages of your most recent tax return. So if you don't have 2015, 2014 can work.
Yeah, I got 14. 15 should be ready by the middle of March when it's due for corporate.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
I'm working on that now, trying to finalize all that. So I know I've got 14, and 15 is real similar.
Okay, yeah, so 14 will work fine.
Okay.
You know, we can keep it pretty simple. So it'll just be the application, 6 months of banks, and the first 2 pages of that 14 tax return.
Okay.
And then from there, you know, we'll take a look at your cash flow and be able to go over some hard numbers of what you qualify for and kind of take it from there.
There you go. What kind of interest rate do you have on something like a revolving? Not the revolving, but the credit line.
Oh, sure. So, you know, it's definitely going to depend on what you look like on paper.
Right, I kind of figure that.
Yeah. Have you done a working capital loan before?
No, I haven't. I've dealt with banks before, but I never have like this. And every now and then, I'll buy a piece of machinery, and I did this year. I bought a couple pieces of machinery because I hate renting them because it's like
sometimes it doesn't make sense. Yeah, if you're going to rent it for a couple of months, a lot of times the payments that you got, you might as well pay for it and be able to keep using it. Yeah.
I just bought a couple scissor lifts, and then I don't know how it works, but then all of a sudden I got two phone calls, and one of them was you about the same stuff. And I went, well, it must correlate with each other where they go into database and all that kind of stuff. That's what I kind of figured. But
that's exactly it. I'll give you a little insight on it. The way it works is when you do one of those and you finance through somebody, they file what's called a UCC filing, and it's pretty much any time you take out a business loan, there's a large database of, you know, records of the lenders and the borrowers, and a lot of times that's how you'll get those mailings, everything under the sky.
Right.
But yeah, okay. But then that's typically how it works.
I said, well, that's awful coincidence. I took a loan for a couple minutes, and I got 2 calls. I'm going to be meeting with a couple banks I do business with as well next week to see what they do, and I'd like to see what you can do.
Absolutely.
You know, because I'm not looking for a long-term thing. I'm wanting to get this thing turned around and pay back as quick as possible.
Okay, good, because honestly, you know, to be completely upfront with you, they are typically short-term loans. So, you know, some people, that it kind of rubs them the wrong way, they're kind of apprehensive about it. But if it's something you're looking for, it definitely fits the mold. And, you know, as far as working capital goes, it's a fairly new lending product, but it's something that we've been doing for, let's see, going on 12 years now. So we have probably the most competitive rates in that market at this point.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. So what I'll do, Ben, is I will send you that email right now. It'll have the application, and then, like I said, it'll have a list of what I need: the banks and the tax return. Once you get that back into me, I can pretty much get you, you know, an answer on what you qualify for and go over the specific terms with you. Usually inside 24 hours, we can move pretty quickly with it.
Okay.
And then from there, you'll know what you're dealing with, and, you know, kind of put yourself in a position for success.
That sounds good. Help me get started anyway, again.
Yeah, so absolutely.
It's just your growing pains, and I know they're coming.
Yeah, and it's always better to be proactive about it. So, you know, we'll keep it as easy as possible for you and, you know, streamline it and get you some pretty transparent options for you.
Right. What other things do y'all do?
I mean, typically our bread and butter is equipment financing.
Financing? Okay.
Yeah, that's what the majority of our work that we do is equipment financing.
Okay. I don't hardly do that, but I did it this time just to keep my cash flow from getting sucked out.
Exactly,
I'm trying to hold on to it.
Yeah, and, you know, we do the capital side too, and a lot of times we'll even kind of do both of them together.
Right.
Most of the time, the businesses are interested in keeping capital on hand, so that's why we'll kind of bundle them.
Yeah, and usually I just buy equipment out when I buy it, but that was the main reason this time.
Yeah.
Two little small pieces, and I said, well, I'm not going to spend it because I might need it.
Yeah. You don't want to overextend yourself, yeah.
No, I know what's fixing to happen in, like, say, a few months, so I guess you've already sent it to me. I hadn't even looked.
Oh, no, I'm still in the process of putting it together right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you can just send that to me, I will get all the information together, and you may get a call from my wife, Julie, because she may want to ask questions that I didn't think about asking.
Sure.
So that'd be fine.
Okay. Okay, I'll send it over to you right now. If she wants to give me a call, I'll be here today for about another hour and a half.
Okay.
She can also leave me a voicemail and with any questions, and I'll get back to her as soon as I can. It might not be until Monday morning, but I'll definitely get back to you.
You got it. Okay. Sounds good, Sam. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ben.
You bet. Bye-bye.